Mississippi bluesman R.L. Burnside died this week in Memphis at the age of 78.
Going where you be, I'm 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 going where you be, I don't care where you go.
Mr. Burnside was one of the last of the rapidly dwindling population of great original country blues artists. For much of his life, R.L. Burnside worked as a sharecropper in the hills of North Mississippi. He was in his 40s before he made his first recordings. We're hearing them here. And in his mid-60s before he finally went completely professional, signing on to the Fat Possum record label.
I'd rather be thin, I'd rather be dead, I'd rather be thin, I'd rather be dead, I'd rather be dead, I'd sing feet in the ground.
Like many Mississippi blues artists, at some point, R.L. Burnside made his way to Chicago, as he told NPR's Renee Montaigne back in 2001.
I got up there in Muddy Water, was married to my first cousin, Anna Mae. I'd go to his house about two, three nights a week and listen to him play, and every weekend he'd go be up there and be playing, and I'd go with him, you know, and that's who I picked up from.
After his father and two brothers were killed in Chicago, he fled that city and went back home to Mississippi. In his later years, R.L. Burnside updated his Mississippi juke joint sound by borrowing elements from electronica and hip-hop. You might have heard some of that music on The Sopranos. R.L. Burnside died this week in Memphis. He was 78.